In a remarkable show of bravery, American track and field athlete Jesse Owens traveled to Hitler's Germany for the 1936 Olympics. In Berlin, Jesse won 4 gold medals and broke 3 world records, more than anyone else at the Games. As a black man, Jesse competed not just for Team USA, but also to stick it to Hitler on the international stage. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Summer, 1936. Adolf Hitler's been in office for 3 years, and the Olympics are scheduled for Berlin that August. Hitler has a plan: make all future men who rock tiny mustaches look like racist dictators. He also has another plan: make Jewish athletes ineligible and watch Aryan athletes dominate the first televised Olympic Games. America's Amateur Athletic Union wants to boycott the Games, while the American Olympic Committee wants to compete. Jesse Owens wants to compete as well. The year before, Jesse set a whopping 5 track and field world records in the span of just 45 minutes and matched another record time that same day. Jesse's 22, in his prime, and he has zero interest in missing his chance at Olympic glory. The grandson of slaves and son of sharecroppers, Jesse feels it's hypocritical for the U.S. to boycott Germany over racism given, you know, Jim Crow, racial segregation, and the KKK. The U.S. finally decides. They are sending a track and field team to Berlin. Jesse's on it, ready to become Hitler's worst nightmare. August 3rd, 1936. Jesse Owens makes the finals for his first event, the 100-meter dash. He crouches at the starting line, his feet at the ready, all muscle. Swastika flags fly next to Olympic rings. The starting gunshot fires, and Jesse's off. He's almost horizontal as he speeds across the track, gaining an instant lead. Only one person is even close: teammate Ralph Metcalf, another African-American and Jesse's college rival. 10.3 seconds later, Jesse Owens has his first Olympic gold, and Ralph gets the silver. Hitler, not pleased. I'm guessing he furiously screamed about the race behind a lot of closed doors. He seems to have been a yeller. August 4th, the next day, Jesse's back at it, competing in the long jump this time. And it's not going well. Something's off. He fouls his first jump, and then his second. A German competitor, Luz Long, pulls him aside and tells Jesse he needs to mark a spot a foot ahead of his planned jump and jump from there earlier than normal. Seems shady. Is a German really helping him, or is Luz setting him up for failure? Jesse decides to trust the German jumper, and he marks his spot. He jumps early and qualifies for the finals. He then uses the same tactic in the medal round, where Jesse leaps a glorious 26 feet 5 inches, breaking the world record and winning another gold. Luz hugs him as Jesse celebrates. Hitler, not real happy about this friendship. August 5th, Jesse races the 200-meter sprint in 20.7 seconds. He breaks another Olympic record and gets his 3rd gold medal. The most decorated Olympian at these games, he is ready to hang up his Adidas. And then Hitler strikes again. Team USA reluctantly capitulates to a Nazi push to remove Jewish athletes from the games, striking 2 runners last minute from the relay team. The replacements, Jesse Owens and Ralph Metcalf. After all, the Nazis said, not Jewish, not African-American. Jesse doesn't find out he's running until the day of the first relay race. He's furious that his teammates have been banned due to ignorant racism, and he also really wants to win now in front of Hitler again, and he does. August 9th, Team USA wins the 4x100-meter relay, breaking another world record. Jesse Owens now has 4 gold medals, making him the most decorated Olympian at the Berlin Games, and the first ever American to win 4 track and field gold medals. Jesse has successfully shown up the Third Reich. 1976, Jesse gets one more medal when President Ford presents him the Medal of Freedom for his bravery, the highest award an American can receive. Today, Jesse's universally known as an American hero. his old rival Hitler, universally despised. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Jesse Owens' Olympic sweep, we found the coverage by Olympic.org to be incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.